Hello and welcome to Talent Takes Time, conversations with people who've achieved success in the sports broadcast industry. And who better to speak with than a presenter who's hosted a show on the UK's most popular sports radio channel, TalkSport, for two decades. Andy Jacobs is one half of Hawksby & Jacobs, and I'm delighted to sit down with Andy and understand how he presents and produces one of the nation's most successful shows year after year. So let's begin by finding out if there's a secret recipe to their success.
You basically have to do the same amount of work that we did on the first day that we do now, today. So going through all the papers, doing it with the same enthusiasm, watching football with a notebook in front of me so I can make jokes and write stuff and comments and ideas for the show. It's a sort of basically, it's a bit like being a baker. It's, you've got to put the same amount of effort in every day, otherwise the loaf won't come out well. And that's it. And there's no shortcuts. There's no, oh, we've been doing it for 20 years. We can take it easy. We can relax. We can do it this way. We can do it that way. No, we have to do it exactly the same way we did it from day one. And that's the secret, I think.
Andy is not the first successful presenter who's told me this. I once spoke to the legendary commentator John Motson about it. He told me that he does everything the same way he did 40 years previously, meticulously writing out notes and stats. If you think you can get away with shortcuts down the line, you are very much mistaken. I feel the same way in my own career. What's the point in winging it when you've had the same ethic all along? As NBC presenter Rebecca Lowe said in my first series, the way you do something is the way you do everything. Top advice. I love the fact that various themes arise on Talent Takes Time, and it's no coincidence. People who are successful have a certain work ethic, and I hear the same time and time again. Like Temi Fagbenle from Series 1, the basketball player, who talked to me about never half-arsing it. Andy Jacobs has a similar view.
I wouldn't get the pleasure out of doing it if I half did it. I can't half do it. Got to put all of it yourself into it.
We love football analogies, of course, and it's a bit like winning the Premier League title, isn't it? And the next season, to find that hunger again, to go out and win it again, but you have to find that hunger from somewhere. Has it ever been difficult? Have you ever gone through a period where you feel exhausted? Why? I mean, Pep Guardiola took a break. He took a sabbatical.
I had, before my wife got ill in November, and I had to take a sort of, I can only do the show 2 days a week now. I had one day off in 20 years for ill health. I mean, obviously we had holidays, but I mean, apart from that, just one day off. And I think Paul had, he had pneumonia, and he had about 4 days off. I mean, that was it. So we've both always been there and always, I think we love it. I mean, when you love doing something so much, and you do get that sort of feedback from the audience every day. You get, especially during lockdown, the first lockdown, it was really noticeable. I had so many personal emails, beautiful letters and sort of just messages saying how much we'd meant to people. And that's what keeps you going. I think that's in common with, that's such a, not just us, that's all radio. I think good radio does that with people. You know, people feel much closer to it than they do to telly or anything, any other form of entertainment. So yeah, that's very rewarding, and that keeps you going. You know, you just want to do it well.
Now there's another very important element to it, and that is the chemistry between you and Paul Hawksby, which is, it's so good that it's just not noticeable. It's like sitting in a room, a pub, having a chat with a friend. Now, obviously that chemistry must have built over the years, but what was it like in the very beginning? Or is there something special that you've done to make that chemistry better?
Not really. It worked from the word go. I mean, I was producing fantasy football with Skinner and Badil, and Frank said to me, you need a bit of help, Andy. We're about to do World Cup Live. It's 18 comedy shows in 3 weeks. It's never been done. You know, it's one thing doing it week by week, but this, you need some help to your team. He said, I know this guy, Paul Hawksby, and he might know a few people. So I rang Paul. He's working at Chelsea. I just hit him at a good time. He was really unhappy. He hated it. Hated working for Ken Bates. And so I sort of invited him to come in, and we just hit it off from the word go. And I remember very early on in the office, we were working, and he said something about somebody else on the team. And I was laughing. I can't say it was a bit rude, but I was laughing so much. I was still laughing at 10 o'clock at night. I was thinking about it. And like, you know that thing when you keep harking back to something that's funny and you keep giggling and laughing? And so I realized the guy just had a brilliant sense of humor. He's incredibly clever, incredibly talented guy, you know. And So, yeah, it's a good combination, because I think the actual structure of the show I designed, because that was my background being producing. So the sort of feel of the show, the sort of seamless feel, but it's sort of structured and everything, that came from me. But he took the lead on the show. I sort of took the lead behind the scenes and he took the lead on the show. And that worked out pretty well, you know, because he's a great presenter, I think. And I'm not a particularly great presenter. I'm much more a producer than I am a presenter. I'm sort of, if I have to lead a show, I'm not very good, actually, if I was being really honest.
That honesty and realization is so important. Everyone has a place within a setup. And so often you see egos competing with one another. And it looks like Andy and Paul have got the balance just right.
It's a very important topic. People growing older on television and radio. And we see a lot of people being moved on, you know, people who are very much respected. Is there a certain fear of that? That is that almost what keeps you putting that same level of effort in? Is that one of the factors, perhaps?
Maybe. I hadn't thought about it. Maybe. I mean, the thing is, you are aware when you get to my age, you're kind of aware. I'm younger than I look. when you get to my age, you do start to think. I mean, I think the cutoff point is about 75. I've noticed with people. I'm 68 now. So I think I've still got a bit more time. But I think also some people sound young. You get people who are old but sound young. Tony Blackman, for example, he's 75. He doesn't sound 75 when you hear him. He sounds the same as he did on Radio 1. Whereas you get other people who do sound quite old, they get old. If I start sounding like this, that's it, I'm out. So, and I think you'd like to think you know when you've, you know. I mean, I have thought over the last year, even before my wife got ill, that maybe 5 days a week is quite a lot. It's quite hard work, you know. And, you know, this thing of work-life balance. I mean, my work-life balance in the last 20 years has been poor. You know, it has. It's lucky I love my work. Otherwise, I'd be unhappy because I spend so much time working.
That's another common theme. Work-life balance is hard to maintain in this job. And so you simply must love what you're doing. Not just the watching sport, but the writing, the creating, the conveying, the research, the travel, the hours, all of it. Because the job is not just one element. Stay with us on Talent Takes Time. After the break, we'll speak to Andy about the twists and turns on Route to the Top.
Hi, I'm Gary Hayes and I produce Talent Takes Time with Alison. I'm just interrupting this episode with an opportunity for any listeners currently looking to break into the media. Now, if you're enjoying this series, you might be interested in some of Alison's free tips. Alongside the Football Writers Association, the FWA, Alison's put together advice and steps to pursue a career in sports media so that you know where to start. And if you want to pick up this free guide, just visit her website, alisonbender.com. She has 20 plus years in the media as a producer, journalist, reporter, and a presenter, so has some great advice to give. And she's sharing all of this for free. So if you're serious about your career, you should get this guide now. A reminder of the web address, it's alisonbender.com. It contains everything you need to get yourself going. So good luck, and now let's get back into the episode.
Welcome back to Talent Takes Time with TalkSport's Andy Jacobs. Talent Takes Time is all about the journey, and so that's what we talk about next, and constantly having to prove yourself.
I speak to people about twists and turns on their journey, but I suppose for you, because being in the same role for such a long time, do you feel like you've had any kind of twists and turns or a journey in
broadcast? Yeah, of course, because what happens is every time there's a new controller, program controller, you've got to prove yourself. It's like a new manager in football. You've got to prove yourself all over again. And I mean, Moz D, for example, when he came in, he wanted to fire us. He really didn't like the show. He thought he wanted, like a lot, because they feel that they, you know, the program controller feels he's got to put his stamp on the station. And he was speaking to this one and speaking to that one. He was being quite off to us. And then one day I said to him, Moz, you've forgotten one thing. I said, all those years back, when you were first here, you were the first person to hire me and Paul. He went, oh, yeah. And of course, then he forgot all about it then after that, because he realised that he could take credit for us.
You get loads of that in this industry. And I've been on the receiving end of management change. New people take charge and want to put their stamp on things. And so your job is never that secure. You just have to have belief that something new will come around. And it usually does. As I've said on previous episodes, some of the best work I've ever had has come after contracts have ended elsewhere. You need patience and belief to stay in this industry. Throughout his years in TV and radio, I wanted to know what Andy is the most proud of.
I think the other thing I'm most proud of, though, and this is to do with talent and talent recognition, is the number of people that have come through our show in production from junior level to progress through Talk Sport, through other... This has happened in my career in fantasy football too, the number of people that I had as kids that went on to do amazing stuff that you would have heard of and really fantastic stuff in the world of comedy. And it's basically, I have sort of fostered and fathered all these people. And I had a lovely letter from a guy recently who just said to me, you know, I'd forgotten really how much you've done. And when I thought about it, what you did for my career, what you did for this one, that one, and the other one. And that gives me enormous pleasure. I mean, in Talk Sport, from the sort of head of programs, the head of cricket, the head of talk radio, I could just go on, really. They all started on Hawksby and Jacobs.
The name of this podcast is Talent Takes Time. I wanted to convey the idea that it's not just about raw talent, but also what you put into it, the practice, the experience, the repetition, and the determination. And what Andy is about to tell me is just how essential that all is.
I've noticed in showbiz, in entertainment, in radio, the people who make it aren't necessarily the most talented. They're the people who, it's nice if they are, but it's the people who want it the most, who absolutely determined, who are desperate, will do anything, any job, any way in. Those people are the people that succeed. The people who say, oh, I'd love to do this, it'd be great, wouldn't it? They're never going to get anywhere. They're just not, you know, you've just got to, it's about when you've got a crowded marketplace, when you've got a crowded field and you want to stand out, what else can you do other than just absolutely keep going, be determined, try and be different, try and be the best, all those things really. And that seems to make a difference.
As Andy said, it's a crowded marketplace. So how do you stand out from the rest? I had a friend who sent off her VHS showreel suspended in a TV set she made out of cardboard. Anything to stand out. Another sent along a sandwich with the words, have some lunch and watch my showreel while you do. If an exec is receiving hundreds of reels a week, you have to try and stand out. Andy was no different in his quirky attempts to attract attention.
It's a good way of finding is getting noticed. When I was a kid and I wanted to do this work, I wrote mad letters to people. I did mad stunts. We were doing radio commercials. It's one of the earliest things I did. And I basically got fed up with being rejected. So I would tape the rejections of the person rejecting me. And then we'd turn it into some sort of tape and we'd send it back to them to try and get their attention. And it worked.
That's great.
It's kind of, you can't, there's no hard and fast, you should do this. It's about really thinking, what can I do? What can I do to stand out? That isn't rude and aggressive, but it's fun. We'll make the person notice me. And make the person like me.
Finally, on this episode, I ask my guests to be as open as they are able to. And so I thank Andy for this next answer.
Is there sort of anything left that you would like to see for your show just to make it different? Like you say, you're constantly reinventing, keeping up with technologies. What's the thing that you would love to see most for the Hawksby & Jacobs show?
I'll be really, really honest with you. The thing I'd like more than anything is some sort of recognition. For 21 years... never nominated for anything, never won anything, never, and stood by and watched people get awards and you sit there going, that happened. And people say to you, how come you never won any awards? We go, don't know. You know, so I wanted this joke that basically when I die, I'll get that one. I'll get the posthumous award, but it'll be too late. I won't be able to sit. So it's a kind of ego thing. Paul doesn't feel like this. He doesn't have the same thing about this, but I do. Every year the nominations come out, being very honest, I get so upset. I do. I get so frustrated.
On that note, let's hope someone hearing this episode decides to include Andy and Paul in their next awards. It's true that often some of the veterans in the trade are overlooked and younger entrants praised. Perhaps they think they don't need the recognition, but it's important to look at the industry as a whole and not just one part of it. Before we go, Andy has five words he lives by.
Never settle for second best.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Talent Takes Time. If you want to listen to Andy on his show, tune in weekdays 1 till 4 on TalkSport and remember the hard work that went into this show that seems so effortless. See you next time on Talent Takes Time. Thank Thanks for listening to this episode of Talent Takes Time. The series is written and presented by me, Alison Bender. Gary Hayes produces the podcast with me, and our consultant producers are Neil Pacchietto and Nick Lapworth. Talent Takes Time is part of the Highway 61 network. For more podcasts like this, head over to highway61.media. That's HWY61.media, where you can listen to narrative series across all sports. And remember, if you want some free advice from me and to download my free ebook with tips on getting into the industry, everything is available on my website, alisonbender.com. And make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. You'll find me at AliBenderTV.